Thank you for calling XPO. This is Jerry, and how can I be of assistance?
Hi, this is Georgie from Home Depot, 6214 store, and I just have a, let me see, I got a PO number for you, if you'd like, or the telephone number of the customer. It's a situation where I had, the tech had gone out the first time, and the wall oven would fit, but then they changed to mine on the wall oven. And I have the wall oven model number, and I believe the tech went out today. And so what would you like from me?
Okay. Can we get the PO number first?
Okay. The PO number is 1442-4005. What did she say?
Wow. So she sent me the picture.
Okay.
Pretty
that didn't.
Okay. Measuring.
The, see, that didn't pull up an order
like
for me.
Finger space on either side.
Okay.
Do you have
an order for you?
No. Do you have an external order number?
I have. I don't know what the other order number was. Let me see here. How about the phone number? Can you get it by the phone number by any chance? Because the phone number never changed.
Let me see. We can try.
Okay, 860-490-9891. It's on a Sean Grelau, Grelau. And I have a related install number. I don't know if
right.
That's anything.
That didn't pull anything up for me either. Try the install number.
The install number I have is 149-677-101. I'm sorry. I thought it would take longer.
No, you're good.
I still didn't pull up an order for me. I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, that looks like that, because I viewed, it says verified work is complete, and it said verified date was 5/27, which is today. I'm going, oh, God. Okay, so let me go back to the old one. I have a feeling it's all connected. So let me go back. Just hold on for a minute for me, okay?
And, okay.
And I will do that because what happened is that I had charged him $69 for the measure. The tech went out, and he said that that it would fit, but then they changed their mind on the wall oven. So I thought I would have to do another measure again. You know, so, and I didn't. Okay, so let's go back. Let me go back. And I'll give you the, and I know you'll be able to pull up, because I think what he did was, come on. Each order is done. God, okay. I'm trying to get out of here completely here. Here we go. Okay, so let's go back. Sorry about this. It's just that I just want to get this straightened out for the customer.
Right.
The measure is done, and let's see, it's right here. And I will give you the PO number that goes with that. And I got this here. This is the first one. Okay. Oh, come on. Okay, then for the next one. Okay, I have another number related measure, and that's a 1148-430-M01.
Yeah, that didn't pull an order up for me either.
Okay. I wonder if they canceled everything out. Jeez, I don't think so. They wouldn't do that. Okay. View inspect, new install spec.
You have any numbers that start with 07?
Okay. I have this here. I got the measure date. Okay. Hold on. I think this is the one.
Okay.
I've got the PO. It's 144-23822.
144-23822.
That's correct. And it's on a Sean, G-R-O-L-E-A-U.
Still didn't pull anything out for me.
And that's the PO number. Okay, quota is only good for 30 days. This is, they already went out. I have the measurements, cut out dimensions. And, okay, built-in electric oven. The tech, I've got the logistics here, the measure proposal. And that was 5/25/2021. That's a PSO. There's a PO number. That's it. That 1442382. But if you put
putting it in and still not pulling up anything for me.
Well, how come it's not okay? I have let's see here. This is 5/21/21, 9:48 a.m. to 11:47. I don't know. I have another. Oh, that's the only P. That's the measure that I have here. I don't want to remove it. It's 1/44/23/822. That's what I have. Okay. Let's see what else we have here. I don't know what's going on, but I did another measure because they changed their model number on their wall oven, so I did another one, and new install specs. I got the install specs, and that was the, I mean, nothing comes up, huh? View measure documents. I have it on there when I go into view measure documents. I have an order number 662992. PO is 1442-3822. It was a measure. And that was done on May 25th.
And what's the name of the customer?
It was Sean. Sean, I'll spell the last name. Sean is spelled S-H-A-W-N. That's G-R-O-L-E-A-U.
Because I put in 662-9928.
Okay, yes. 662-992. So 662-992 is the order.
Oh, 662-992.
Yes.
Hold on.
This is built-in electric wall oven, single, and he's got the model number, Holloway per appliance. You got the cutout dimensions here. That said, he has to build up like 5 inches. Build up requires a 5-inch build up. And that was for the Impava though, wall oven. EMPV24W. 0A01. That was the model number. Then he changed his mind. He wants a different one. So I did another measure.
Okay, I'm not sure if we're on the same, if we have the same customer, because, yeah, this isn't even Home Depot, so.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So why, I wonder why you don't have it. I mean, we got to get down to this. I mean, he's paid twice already. He shouldn't even have to pay twice. Because what he could have done, the tech could have, I gave the girl, when I spoke to her, I gave her the model number. She was going to give it to the tech to see if it would fit because he had already gone out. And for some reason, let me just see what I have here. I'm going to go back. What a day. I swear, nothing's happening correctly. Oh, my God. And it's not your fault. It's not your fault at all.
Okay, do you have anything that says reference number or alternate reference number?
I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back to my second one here because I want to see what it has, anything. Hold on. I'll just, I just got to get down to this here because I don't want to have to call the customer and not know what's going on. Okay, so I have a PO number of 1442-4005. It says built-in national appliance national. He paid $69, and that was done on 5/22. Of this year. And it's a built-in. And that's the PO number I have, 1442405. Maybe have something under there, because that's the most recent one. And let's see, view measure documents, which I don't have, so. Okay, we paid $69. If he had a measure done before this, but because he changed the wall oven model number, I figured he had to get it done again, the measure, and that was not so. The customer didn't have to pay twice. And it's 46 Ganny Terrace. That's in Enfield, Connecticut. And I do have a related measure here. I don't know if you want that number.
Okay. What's your store number?
Okay, the store number is 6214.
And give me the PO number one more time.
Okay, it's 149-678-M01. That's the measure number.
And it still didn't pull up for me.
Okay. We're having a problem then. Okay. Let's go back. Let's cancel this. Okay.
Okay. I was just instructed that with measurements, sometimes it takes 24 hours for our system to load those measurements.
Okay. All righty. So for the latest one, but you don't even have the one that happened 2 weeks prior to that. You should have that in your system,
okay.
Correct?
Is that a different PO number?
Yeah, the older one is, yes.
Okay.
The older
give
one
me
is
a,
got a different PO number.
Okay, give me a store number one more time.
It's 6214, has an H in front of it maybe for Home Depot. You can put that in there. Let's go back.
All right. And now I'm ready for the previous PO number.
Okay, hold on. Let me just get into there. And I will give you that. And this says measure is done. Let's see. And I'll go in here. God. Why isn't that PO on there? Jeez. Well, they make these things difficult. Okay. Wilson Dashiell. Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to put you on speakerphone. Just hold on. Because I don't get no PO here. So let me just go home. And this. See what I have. No, I gave you all the numbers that I have, so I don't know about the other ones. But it should have a PO number with it after it's measured. I didn't, so. Built in Appliance National. That was. Okay, I've got 86214-148-430-N01. That's the first one. That's the older one. The measurement was done at 5/25/2021 at 9:48 a.m. The user ID is GXM9MCC. That must be the tech. And it says here, it says, use this number to invoice the Home Depot, PO. And it's 144-24005 for customer Sean Berlew. Are you still there?
Hello? Yes, ma'am. You found it?
Okay. Yeah, I've got it here. It is... It says, use this number to invoice the Home Depot, PO, 144-24005.
All right. Then we have one.
Okay. All right.
That's Sean Grelow.
Yes. Yep. G-R-O-L-E-A-U. Yep. Okay, good.
46 Granny Terrace.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Enfield, Connecticut, 06082. And he paid $69 for the second measure, which he really didn't have to do, but I wasn't sure, and I didn't have nobody to ask. So, and I did call XPO, and she didn't know too much about it either. So, but there was a wall oven model number FFEW2726TS. That is the second, that's not the first one on the measure. He had a different, wall oven, but this is the current one that he wants. So did they go out?
No.
Did they go out again? No. Okay, good. Because I'll refund him the $69 that he didn't have to pay. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because I see that the measure is scheduled for the 5th of June.
Okay, so good. See, I don't have that. I don't have that information. June 5th. Okay, June 5th.
8 o'clock.
So the measures for June. So he's going back out there again for that measure. Now, what if I gave you the model number and just asked the tech if it's going to, why should he go out twice? Because it's the same. It's going to be the same as the first one, correct?
That I wouldn't be able to say for sure because it's not giving me any service details about what the appliance is, just a measure.
Right, just measure. Well, we have to have a measure for the wall oven. So he already, the tech already went out the first time and measured. Okay, it's the same measure. And what I wanted, what I should have done was just call XPO and give them the new model number to see if that would fit. If the tech would take a look at the specs of that model number of the new wall oven to see if that would fit in that spot because he already measured that area.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying or am I confusing you even more?
trying to make some sense out of it. Because if he's already measured, you want to know if a certain product will be able to fit those measurements. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. I can give you the model number.
Now, for that,
and see.
For that specifically, I don't believe that I would have that information. What I believe I would need to do in this instance is to actually escalate this to home office. So that they'll be able to check into that because that, if I'm not mistaken, that particular information isn't available for me.
Okay, that's all right. That's okay. I'll talk to my department head and see what we can go from here because you usually don't have to escalate this. They usually can take care of it with the tech, you know, the tech that measured first time and just give him the new model number to see if that one would fit in that hole there in the wall. You know, that's all he would have to do because he's done this before.
Right, we don't typically reach out to the technicians themselves.
I see
that it was Mike's delivery service, but that particular employee that did it, we don't have their information.
Okay, alrighty then. Okay. That's all right. I'll call back. I got to talk with my department head and see what I can do here.
All righty.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it. I'm sorry I put you through the mill here.
You're perfectly fine.
We finally did get the person's name anyway, and it's just that they have a measure to go out on June 5th. Continue to have that done, okay? I don't want to cancel out on anything.
Okay.
Just go for June 5th. Okay, no, don't mess with it. I'm just going to talk to my
supervisor. Not touching it at all.
Okay, very good. So June 5th is they're going out again to measure for that particular model number, that FFEW2726TS, correct? Because it's additional instructions I put in there.
Let me see.
That's the model number. That's the Frigidaire. That's a Frigidaire wall oven. And I put in there.
I'm
has
looking
not
in the
you.
Notes.
Okay. Yeah, additional instructions. It's under additional instructions. And it says wall oven, model number. I brought the model number. And then I put customer has not bought unit until customer gets confirmation of that it will fit, you know. I usually don't have them buy a wall oven unless it fits. Or if they have to do some modifications.
All right, that's the very first note in here. It says wall oven, it has the mod. It says customer has not bought a unit until customer gets confirmation from XPO.
Yep, exactly. And that's the measure. That's confirmation. Okay, and then you have June 5th as the measure date. Okay. All righty. Okay.
And it looks like they did confirm with the customer.
They did confirm with the customer, so the customer knows that it's June 5th. Okay, good. Okay, I'll put confirmed. Okay, beautiful. All righty, excellent. Okay, thank you very much. And what is your name?
Deterion.
How do you spell that?
I'm going to give you phonemic alphabet, okay?
Okay, you got it.
All right. Delta, Echo, Tango, Echo, Romeo, India, Oscar, November.
Wow. Okay. That's a different name. My goodness gracious. What does that name mean? Do you have a meaning to that name? Because that is a beautiful name.
It means my mother made it up.
Your mother made it up? Really?
Yeah, she told me she couldn't decide whether to name me Dion or Terry, so she put it together.
Oh, nice.
That's what she told
excellent.
Me.
That's yes, I could see it right there. That's beautiful. Okay, very good, hon. You take care, and thank you very much, and have a great Memorial weekend, okay?
You as well. Thanks for calling XBO.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. You're
all
welcome.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This Memorial Day, the Home Depot honors our nation's fallen service members who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country, as well as the loss their families endured. Please join us in remembering and honoring their memories this weekend.